Okay. This is an interview with Mrs. Effie Lou, Route 1, Pelham.
What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours, just before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You know, you might say, I expect to see him later this what?
Afternoon.
Good. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You know, you might say the condemned man will be shot at...
in the morning.
All right. Or do you...
before noon.
All right. Do you ever call it anything else? You know, would you say when the sun just appears, you know...
just the sunrise.
Good, good. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Sunset.
Good. You're wonderful. When the big hand on my watch gets over here, what time is it there? Can you see there?
A quarter until 5.
Good. Good. All right. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds disappear and the sun comes out, and we say that the weather is
clearing up.
Good. You know, you're the first one who hasn't had trouble with that. What do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last very long, but when it comes, boy, it is heavy?
It is a downpour.
Wonderful, wonderful. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
A mound.
Okay. What do you call those things that hold the logs in a fireplace?
We mostly call them fire dogs.
Good. And what do you call the small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Good. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood? You know, something like kindling.
The live wood.
What?
The live wood.
All right. What do you call a small room for hanging clothes?
Closet.
Good. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of the house? You know,
the eave of the house.
Well, on the sides of the house. They overlap.
The weatherboarding.
Good. What do you call this covered area right out here?
We call it mostly a porch.
Okay, good. What do you call a small porch that has no roof often? It's just a little thing about this wide.
A little balcony, entranceway.
Okay. What do you call a small place where you put cows in before you milk them? It's outside the barn. It's enclosed by a fence.
A cow pen.
Good. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made of rocks or stones? Have you ever seen one? Well, would you ever call it a rock wall or a rock fence or a stone wall?
A stone wall.
Okay. What are the various kinds of wood fences that you can think of?
Rail fences and paling fences.
Good.
That's all I can think of, board fences.
You mentioned rail fences. Do you have different names for different kinds of rail fences, or are they all just rail fences?
Well, the rail fences is something you split and put it out of rails, see the rails fit kind of like that, and that make it be in sections kind of...
Oh, I see. They zigzag in and out.
That's right.
I see.
That's right. And if it's a paling fence, the palings is straight up like this. Well, if it's a bold fence, they nail on like that.
I see. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's about this high and about this round that you use to carry water or milk in? It's made of wood.